never did fly but one time, and that was when they had this plane that'd take you up for $5. That's been years ago.
Where did you catch the plane then?
Out at Gunner Field. It wasn't called Gunner Field then, it was Montgomery Flying Field.
Was it public?
But my brother was going up, and he had three children. And when he told me he's going up, I said, well, John, if you go up, I'm going up too. Damn, if I'm going to be left here to take care of your children. So I went up with him.
Did you like it?
I didn't mind it at all. I've always been scared to fly, but that was my first trip, and that was when you could brag about going up in an airplane.
What kind of an airplane was it? You remember much about the airplane you went in?
No, it wasn't real big though, but you just had a sensation of being up in space, that's all. You didn't know you was moving.
Okay. Well, what about now? Where is the public, what's the public airfield here now? If you caught a plane now, where would you have to catch it now?
Well, you'd catch a plane now, you'd have to go to Danley. Mm-hmm.
Danielfield? Okay. You mentioned your brother. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers. One of them is dead, David. And he was named for my grandfather. And then Dr. John, that's my older brother.
They both living, or did
you? No, David is dead, John's living, and I had a sister. One by the name of Lizzie, one by the name of Olivia, one by the name of Fanny, and one by the name of Emmy.
Yeah, I believe mother and daddy worked with Emmy.
What's that?
I believe my mother and father worked with her. Didn't she work? Emmy worked for the state.
Yeah.
And she retired now.
Yeah, she'd been retired about 5 years.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, you. A few minutes ago, you drew me a sketch of the house you grew up in. Could you tell me something about that house? Maybe describe that house that you grew up in. You want to?
Yeah. I told you we moved out there when I was 1 year old, and as the family increased, they had a room. But that house was built the old style, like people used to build houses. After you had your rooms in it built, you added a porch on the rear, and onto that porch was built a dining room. And on the other side of the dining room, to get as far from the house as you could, was your kitchen. Your kitchen was at the end of that porch. And at the end of the three rooms on the right, you had a pantry. People bought in quantity. You'd buy, I've gone on a wagon when I went to town to get the groceries. You'd bring back a barrel of flour. You'd bring back a barrel of apples. You'd bring back these tremendous sacks of flour and meal, and all the a whole raft of canned goods and cases, and all that was and sugar and tremendous sacks, all that was put in the pantry. You didn't have these convenience stores like you have now.
I guess there probably wasn't as many robberies then either.
That's right.
They always did.
And you raised your own chickens, you had your own eggs, you raised your hogs, and you raised your meats.